This morning we have a guest joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cass County Fair as we get things off and running for the 2016 year. Deb Schuler is in with us this morning. She, along with Lana Westphalen, is one of the, for a long time, has been one of the co-chairs, the superintendents of the King and Queen contest. And I guess this is the last rodeo this time around for them. Deb, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Jim. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know you and Lana have been doing this for quite some time. It's always fun to see the kids come and the kids go, and you've probably, I don't know, maybe you've been doing it long enough, you've seen some past contestants all of a sudden running around with young children around thinking about maybe being a king or queen someday.
We have. We've seen a number of them get married, and they're starting their own families, so it's been a while.
Very good. The King and Queen contest is something that traditionally here in the last several years has kind of kicked off a lot of the activities here at the fair and on this Thursday evening. It's been something that that draws a nice crowd out on that first night and kind of gets the ball rolling. Is it difficult to get the King and Queen contest organized?
No, we've got great support from the community, great support from people like, in fact, can I mention the sponsors
Absolutely.
That are helping us? Of course, KJN has supported us the entire time through. Farm Bureau, Brocker Carnes and Carnes, Family of Harold and Arlene Wiki, Family of Matt Rogers, Kirkhoff Land Improvements, Marcellus Insurance, Fisher Photography, and A Moment in Time Photography have all helped to put this together.
Yeah, I've had a lot of good folks step up and help out. Is it difficult to get the contestants? Because I know some counties struggle and really have to go out to recruit and get girls and young guys involved.
I know, that's what I hear from other counties, but here in Cass County, we've been very blessed over the years. We have a lot of great 4-H and FFA youth leaders and great parents that have encouraged the kids from a young age to consider doing entering the King and Queen contest. So our numbers have been very strong for as many years as I can remember.
In some families, it's a tradition.
Absolutely. It's a tradition from grandpa and grandma down to mom and dad and now down to the kids. So it's a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, we're going to see some changes this year in the competition, but we're going to talk about some of those changes later. First, the big change we want to talk about because of the heat and humidity and the sweltering conditions that we're expecting on this Thursday night. The big change is we've got an air conditioned contest this year.
Yes, a big thank you to Atlantic High School. They have very graciously allowed us to use their lovely auditorium. So we'll be moving indoors with the comfortable seats and the air conditioning at the Atlantic High School auditorium at the corner of Plum Street and 14th Street.
Now, one would think when it's going to be in the upper 90s and high humidity and just kind of a sweltering evening that that was probably an easy decision, but not necessarily.
Well, we want to encourage all of the KJN listeners to still come out and support the food stand because, as you know, Cass County's a free fair, and that's how we pay for everything. So please come out and eat at the food stand and then come on up to the high school and enjoy the rest of the evening activities.
It's always a goal to get folks out there on the property, on the grounds, to experience a lot of things, including supporting the food stand. It's a tough decision when you take it off property like that, but it's just a safety measure.
It's absolutely a safety measure. With 115 degree heat index, we're concerned that, and you sit out there for quite some time, and we don't want anybody become overcome from the heat or become faint or pass out. So we discussed it with the fair board, and we thought it best to move it indoors.
Yeah, and it's difficult to do it on the property. The community building, while a great facility, it's used for other things during the fair. There are a lot of static exhibits that are already going to be judged by Thursday night, already going to be occupying that building. It really would have been difficult to fit enough people in there comfortably to be able to move the contest just inside.
Well, it would have been nearly impossible, Jim. We've got so many exhibits coming in, and we encourage all of our listeners to come out and view those. The area that we would have had available to us is basically just about the size of the dance floor out there, and that, with all of the contestants that we have, we'd fill up most of that portion just with us.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of contestants.
We do have. We have 26 contestants this year. Can I name them?
Absolutely.
All right. So competing for Queen and King this year are Cody McCready, Nate Moen, Eric Plagman, Clayton Soigling, Cole Gibson, Addison Erickson, Lexi Friend, Madison Mills, Mandy Backus, Michaela Studelberg, Megan Behrens, Sydney Steffen, Emily McDermott, Alex Bose, Grace Hansen, Emma Penton, Haley Valakay, Hannah Richter, Samantha Rush, Alexandria Becker, Felicity Jackson, Emma Dorsey, Ashley Friend, Shelby Alf, Haley Carlson, and Jessica Opperly.
20 girls, 6 boys. At 20 girls, that's a huge number.
It's the largest number that Lana and I can recall. We're very excited about that.
Wow, that's really awesome to get that many kids involved and want to participate in something like this. Fair is usually a time where they slap on the jeans, throw on the FFA or the 4-H shirt. They get a little dirty, get a little grimy, get a little sweaty, do their things. This is a time where they get to dress up, maybe do the hair and the makeup, those kinds of things.
Well, a number of the gals, they already had in mind which prom dress that they were going to get out of the closet. So we're looking forward to seeing all the beautiful gowns. And the guys put a long sleeve shirt and tie on, and that just doesn't happen every day in the summer. So we're very appreciative of them being willing to do that for us.
Well, the preliminary judging had to be about an all-day affair.
It was literally all day. We had so much fun. It was out at the Cass County Community Building, and everybody showed up on time, and they were all dressed to the nines, and we had a judge from Council Bluffs and a judge from Maryville, and we just had a great day. I'm certainly glad that I'm not a judge, Jim.
Yeah, me every year, too. Those are tough. It's a two-pronged thing, though. What we do out in front of the crowd on that night, that does count toward the judging, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. The judges narrowed it down to 6 finalists for the queen and 6 finalists for the king. And then we'll be doing live competition. It will be decided out at the school. So come and hear them answer a question out of the silver bowl.
You bet. It'll be a lot of fun. And we've got something else new, too. We're going to talk about some of these new things we've got. The numbers are great. Some of the new things. We're actually going to start about a half an hour earlier this year because we have a little something extra. And I say a little something extra.
As in literally. We are offering for the first time at the Cass County Fair what they're calling a Little Miss and Little Mister contest. And it's open to all Cass County youth ages 5 to 8 by tomorrow's date. And they must be accompanied by an adult at all times. And we're still taking registrations up until noon on Thursday. And if you've got any questions, you can call Mallory Kirkhoff 249-2532 or Megan Muherder on the fair board at 249-639. And we would encourage everybody ages 5 to 8 to come out and give it a try. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, how is this going to set up? This isn't going to necessarily be a judged competition, right?
No, we're just going to come out and have a lot of fun and just draw things out of a bowl, literally.
Okay, so it'll just be a little bit of fun with the youngsters, kind of an art link letter thing, huh? See exactly. What they say.
Exactly, and kind of give them some camaraderie with the queen and king contestants and get them thinking about maybe that'll be something that they'd like to do when they're old enough.
Well, the king and queen have duties the rest of the week during the fair. Will these youngsters as well?
No. We're going to just turn them loose that night and hopefully encourage them that they'll be up on that stage someday when they're old enough.
Very good. Well, I know a lot of folks, you and Lana and some of those sponsors you talked about, have very graciously donated some of the different things, the sash, the pins, the crowns that they wear, the different prizes that they receive as well. And I know that's kind of expanded a little bit this year.
It has. We want to say a big thank you to Hanson Jewelry, brand new to sponsorship. This year we get the beautiful princess and queen tiara from them, and of course a big thank you to Carol at the Downtowner for providing the meal to us for our preliminary judging. And Renew Ag Supply is a new sponsor for us, and we've got a gift certificate for a brand new pair of boots to some lucky winner. So, and we've got some belt buckles. And for the rest of the surprises, I guess you'll either have to listen to the radio or come on up and find out up at the high school.
Very good. Should be a lot of fun. It's always a good kickoff to get the county fair period started Thursday night. And then, of course, there'll be you'll just have to wander around and watch. Just watch for the sashes, the crowns, the ball cap the guys usually end up wearing, but the tiara, that kind of stuff. You'll see the royalty wandering around at some of the different competitions. And also, I want to remind you, the big change is, when we get started tonight, it will be at the high school.
Yes, the high school auditorium. There's plenty of parking out front. Come in. We do ask that people come in quietly, as there is a banquet going on in the commons. So just come in the main entrance, and off to the left will be the doors to the auditorium. Come in, sit down in the air conditioning and relax and enjoy and get ready for a festive evening.
You're going to appreciate that air conditioning and the padded seat in the auditorium.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Jim.
All right. Very good. Well, Deb, thanks to you and then Lana and the others who helped to organize again this year. We appreciate it very much, and good luck. Looking forward to it tonight.
Thank you, Jim, and a special thank you to you for emceeing for us.